Welcome to the Diesel Power Products Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything between owning, operating, or building a diesel pickup. We post new episodes every Wednesday.
Drinking beer.
Yeah.
accepting beer sponsors now.
Yes.
In all seriousness, beer sponsors.
Anybody watching.
Yeah. Welcome to the Diesel Power Products Podcast. Today, we are talking about, among some other products too, but we're going to be talking about our 21 Days of Diesel special we have coming up. Make sure that if you are interested in any of our other content, we have content on getting your truck ready for winter, what's the first modification I should do, exhaust, lift kits, anything like that. Anything that pertains to any of those for any, you know, the big three diesels there, make sure to check us out on Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, here on Facebook, obviously, every Thursday at 3:15. We're going to go through questions. We're going to actually be watching your questions today, answer them live. As always, if you like what you hear, like what you see, go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you screenshot that bad boy, send it to ben@dieselpowerproducts.com. I will send you a shirt with probably an awkwardly handwritten note. I actually had two more reviews that came in last week, and we got swamped with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, so still got to send those things out.
Cool.
But those that have gotten shirts, I got some pictures from you guys. Love the shirts you're wearing. I hope you guys like our handwritten notes.
Yeah. I try to make it feel a little bit awkward when you read it every time.
Just enough.
Just enough.
I call it the, you read it and you get the upper butt crack sweat.
Yeah.
just
a little bit.
And demonetized.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so we're going to go over right now our 21 days of diesel. Obviously, you got 21 days of Christmas, Elf on a Shelf, all the kind of stuff. We're doing 21 days of diesel. It's going to start December 3rd, which means it's going to end on the 24th, which does not end on the 21st. Yeah, we know that, but we didn't want to start on a weekend.
Yeah.
So 21 days of diesel. It's very simple, and we're going to be giving away lots of good money off parts.
Yeah.
So you may be asking yourself, how do I enter? It's actually really, really easy. For example, Monday, December 3rd, Redhead Steering Gears is sponsoring that day. Now, that means that you're going to get $250 off any Redhead item.
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, what do you mean? Do I have to buy an item first or what?
Yes. Select any Redhead Steering Gear box on our website, buy it on December 3rd, and the following day we'll pick a random order and you'll get $250 off your order.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
If you buy it on December 2nd,
you're not
doesn't work.
Yeah.
Buy it on December 4th, doesn't work. You got to buy it on a specific day, and you're already in the drawing to basically get $250 off that Redhead order,
right,
which is pretty awesome. It's very easy to do. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, dang, it's December 4th. I missed December 3rd.
That's okay.
Doesn't matter, because if you're on our email list, you're going to get this fancy list right here with every single manufacturer for every single day and how much they're taking off. And you'll be able to see, oh, the next Redhead day, December 12th. So what does that mean? On December 12th, you place your order for your Redhead Steering Gear box. And then on December 13th, we'll pull a name and that one gets $250 off.
Or you, to better your odds, buy a Redhead box every day on the Redhead day.
I mean, maybe if you need that many Redhead Steering Gear boxes, sure, go for it.
No, I mean, this is like, these last 2 months of the year are like giveaway months.
Really,
we give away a ton of stuff.
I'll be honest, it feels good to give stuff away.
It does, it feels
like
good.
As much as I like getting a paycheck, I like making money. Obviously, you have to keep the roof over our heads and buy cool parts and all that kind of stuff. Giving away stuff, it gets me stoked.
Yeah.
I've been emailing all the guys that we gave stuff away to and basically giving them the opportunity to have a gift card in their amount plus 10% or their order refunded. And every single person that responds, I never won anything, this is so awesome. I never win anything.
I would freak out if I won.
I understand how you were supposed to be. Like, there's a guy we gave, we credited his order back. It was like $1,300.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, how jacked would you be if you got that? I'd be thrilled. I'd be thrilled.
I think the person I'd be thrilled the most, my wife.
Yeah.
She'd be absolutely beside herself. She'd be like, great. Finally.
Yes. We caught a break.
So, 21 days of diesel. It's going to be starting Monday, December 3rd, going all the way through Monday, December 24th. If you're not sure if you're on our email list, doesn't matter. You can go to our website. There should be a spot right there to put your email address in and become part of the list. If you've purchased with us before in the past, you're already on the list. You're good to go.
Boom.
You should be getting those emails. You probably get our emails for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You're good to go there. It's that easy.
Yeah.
All you gotta do, buy a certain product on that certain day. Oh, let's go over some of the manufacturers here. We've got your Redhead steering gears, Edge products, Method race wheels, Duramax tuner, calibrated power, Fleece performance, Carly suspension.
Ooh, that's a good one.
For those of you that know Carly suspension, you know that their stuff never goes on sale. There's never promos. They never do anything. So if you've ever wanted money off your Carly suspension order, this is it. This is like the way Fast was on sale for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Yeah. This is it.
It's $500 off.
$500.
That's a good chunk of change right there.
We've got ATS Diesel, BD Power, BD Diesel, as many people know them. Mm-hmm. Banks, Diamond Eye, MBRP, Industrial Injection, Dynamite Diesel, Pure Performance, Dynatrack, S&B, another one of those companies, never on sale.
Yeah.
No discounts, nothing ever. They're going to be giving you $500. Off your order of S&B products, obviously.
Yeah.
You get the idea. And then, of course, we're taking 2 days on our own because we want to hook people up, too.
I was just saying, what's happening on wild card days?
Well,
we
won't.
Don't know.
It's wild card.
It's wild card.
So, if you have any questions, you can always call and ask any of the sales guys here. You can email me directly, ben@decentpowerproducts.com. You can email Tyler, both of us, qualified experts, tyler@decentpowerproducts.com, in case you didn't figure that out.
Yeah.
So let's get into the kind of the meat and potatoes of today. Today, this is actually your idea.
Yeah, as I was driving home yesterday, actually, I was, you know, driving home in the suburb, just thinking about things, listening to things, you know, rattle around and go, you know what? I think it'd be a good idea to maybe show you guys or read to you guys some of our actual customer reviews of the products that we've got sponsored for the 21 Days of Christmas. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go over actual customers that have bought these products, installed them, used them, and we're going to, you know, basically show you what they thought.
Yeah, and some of these are really good. And these are not reviews that, you know, we pull from Google and put on the page.
Yeah, no.
These are our customers filling out our review page on our product, on that product on our website. So yeah. We actually really appreciate anybody that does a review on our website.
Yeah, we absolutely love reviews. And I don't know about you, but I look at reviews when I'm shopping online.
Yeah.
Like, we're already in an online, you know, atmosphere. Obviously, we work for an online company, so when we're shopping for ourselves online, I'm constantly checking reviews. So we're very, very thankful for anybody that buys a product from us, hops on our website, puts a review down, tells us what they truly think about the product, good or bad. And guess what? We respond, actually, to, I think, every single one of the reviews.
If
we either say thank you, or if there's like an issue or something, we try to resolve it for you. So is it another avenue you can contact us? It's probably one of the slower forms of contact if you're looking to get like an answer back. Shoot us an email, of course, if you are having problems. But if you're not happy with the product, that's fine. You can still do a review on it. It just helps other customers out. So
yeah, and I'll be honest, it's very few and far between. But there have been reviews where something's brought to our attention, and we're like,
yeah, crap.
You're right.
Yeah.
and we're not too big, you know, not too proud to sweep the porch, anything like that. It's very few and far between. And don't get the opinion now that you can go to Unimart and try to pick everything apart here. But nobody's perfect. There are times. And you know what we do? We go through, we fix it so it doesn't happen again. Because that's the kind of people we are.
Yeah, we're not machines over here. We don't have machines loading our products. Every once in a while, there's a mistake possibly in a listing that maybe didn't get forwarded on to the end user as far as when they were reading about it. And it's another way we can catch and repair issues as far as with listings and that sort of thing. So we'll jump right into it, I guess.
This top one here, this is actually near and dear to my heart because I've done this.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote it, but if you're watching,
it's
you'll probably
anonymous.
Know. Cause, yeah. So go ahead and, you know, you want to start this one off? So this is for a Redhead steering gearbox, and this is specifically for a...
That's a 28. Yeah, that one's an Excursion. Yeah, that one's a 2870. Okay.
Yeah. So we got a guy who installed a Redhead steering gearbox on a 7.3 Excursion. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because I did a Redhead steering gearbox on my 7.3 Excursion, and you couldn't wipe the smile off my face. I was like, it feels like I have two extra power steering pumps. I have hydraulic ram assist. This is the best day of my life.
Best steering box, hands down. Better than any auto parts store box or any stock replacement. Better than a dealership box. You can't get a better box at a dealer with these. You know, so these Redhead boxes are just insane. Highly recommend.
Yeah, so we got a gentleman here. I think he's just a viewer here. Says, I just spent my morning installing my new Redhead steering gearbox. It was easy to remove and installing. Took a little bit longer to put it back in. Almost all the slop that was in my steering is now gone. Appreciate the mercury discount on top of that as well. Brings another good thing to light. 5% mutual discount on just about everything we sell. Some items are not because they're map locked, but if you have any questions, you can always call us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's why we sell Razor Steel Gear boxes.
Yeah.
We also have a guy here who did on his 06 Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Death Wobble, you know who you are.
Yeah.
he said he purchased the box from DPP, installed it in no time. Steering is awesome, had no issues with Death Wobble since. And this is a great reason, too, why to check mm-hmm. reviews. Here's a side note in there, a little piece of advice for anybody else doing it. Make sure you lock your steering wheel in its center. Do not over-rotate steering shaft or you'll be replacing your clock spring.
Yes.
That's great feedback.
Yeah.
That's feedback from one end user to another. That's what it's all about there.
Yeah.
That's why we kind of try and give as much an open forum as we can on something like that.
Absolutely.
And let's see here. Oh, then we got the excursion.
And he does a little note too. He says, because on those Fords, you either have a 32 spline or a 36 spline box. And it's almost, you'll talk to some people and be like, oh, this year it had this. Uh-huh. Okay, well, how many times have you sold a guy a 32 and ended up being a 36 and then vice versa?
All the time.
So we always recommend guys counting, but he puts a little side note in here. Says, no, my excursion was built August 2000. A 36 spline box worked perfect for that month and year. So I don't know if that helps guys out there.
That's great information.
Yeah.
So next we got Edge products. We are a stocking Edge dealer. We carry tons of Edge products in there. Probably one of the Edge Insight CTS2.
And that's what that review is for. It says with these trucks getting nicer and nicer, in the interior, this is the nicest looking gauge package Bunny can buy. It is also completely expandable, so you can add gauges, backup cameras. There's also performance tests and maintenance reminders that you can set. And that's totally true. You literally can set yourself a reminder to change your oil, change your fuel filter, change your seat covers, your air freshener, whatever. You set it. You can set anything. And then, the ability for that to be expandable. You can add, I think it's what, like 16 or is it 8 of those? I have to double check that, but it's a stacking system. You can just continually add, generic pressure, generic temperature. You can go in on the screen, name them, set the parameters, set warnings. It's just a very, very intuitive gauge package that gives a lot of adjustments back to the end user as far as alerts and that sort of thing, and even displays, custom background. Like on the one I had our Diesel Power Products logo on the background. It was really cool. So, really cool product.
Yeah, definitely. Essentially anything with a pressure or a temperature.
Yeah.
You can monitor it.
Yeah.
I just saw Ben McPherson check in. What's up, man? Me and you have been emailing a whole bunch this week because he just picked up an AV kit and method wheels.
Yeah. And I was actually listening to some of our older podcasts, and he was commenting and asking questions about that kit
about
on
that
there.
Stuff,
yeah. Yeah, awesome, man.
We're homies now, dude. Yeah. Forever. All right, next actually we're going to talk about Method Race Wheels.
Yeah.
Good segue there. So Method Wheels, they're located in Southern California. They make really, I love their wheels.
They're not too flashy. They're not too flashy, but it's just a good-looking wheel. I mean, they're simple but good-looking.
Good-looking, and their Street Series. Like, don't get me wrong. Would you take a Street Series wheel and try and go run Baja with it? No, obviously.
Yeah.
Are most of our trucks running Baja? No. So a Street Series works. It's actually probably overbuilt for a lot of things that people probably do with them. But the reason that I like to have their Street Series is that I don't need a wheel that's $800 a piece because it's one piece forged and stronger than, unobtainium.
Yeah.
I just need something to look good and not break.
Yeah. Yeah. And Method wheels aren't the flashiest wheel. Like they're not, you're not going to, well, I guess they do have some of the deeper dish.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing some of those deeper dish wheels, but
they're a
simple yet aggressive, still kind of, they're kind of a racy design. It makes they look like a wheel that would be on some sort of race vehicle, which is cool, but in a
really
street
good look,
series.
And they don't break the bank.
They don't.
Whenever I talk to people about Method wheels, the part that always is the end conversation, and there was like, oh, that's a good wheel, good size, good, it's available. Hey man, a set of 8 of those wheels, less than $1,000.
Yeah.
It's like, or not set 8 of those wheels.
Yeah,
set 4 of those wheels, less than $1,000. They're not that cheap.
Yeah. And they have really, really cool colors. I mean, I've been waiting to put some bronze wheels on something, but I just don't have the rig that would look good with bronze wheels.
I might put bronze wheels on my stupid white Suburban. I'll be that
guy. I just like bronze wheels. Yeah. I don't know.
But this gentleman's got a girl. It's a 4Runner, so
yeah,
it's probably a girl.
It's just so you guys know too. Like we have, and this is funny because we on our Diesel Power Products website we have a review from someone that has a 4Runner that bought some wheels because we have obviously bolt patterns that that fit a whole slew of different rigs. So, yeah, you can go ahead with that one, with that chick.
It says a 06 4Runner with 285 7017 tires with only minor rubbing and trimming required on front fender liners and bumper. Looks great, great pricing, okay shipping, happy customer, thanks. That works for me. Shipping, yeah. It happens sometimes. We do the best we can to fix any kind of shipping issues, but
some of it's out of our control. Life. Yeah. Some of
and for all we know, you are in Maine or Florida, and these ship out of California. It takes time. But I mean, as long as you're happy with the product and we can make you happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You're happy. I'm happy. Order again. Happy to hear that. What do we got next here? Fleece Performance.
Fleece. Yeah, so this one, this particular one is on Fleece's other Allison transmission lines. There's a couple of really, I saw a couple of good reviews I wanted to put on here. The first one was, mechanic was very impressed with these lines, commented on how heavy duty, as he called it, military spec.
Mil-spec.
Yeah. Watch out. Another one, this was, I thought was a great one, just to kind of compare what a dealer would charge to basically replace those lines that you can get, from us for... Mm-hmm. Like less than half the price. So, dealer quoted $762 parts and labor to replace the factory hard lines on his Duramax. Did some research, found the Fleece Engineering replacement hydraulic lines. Took a few hours to install, which wasn't bad. Having never done the work before, these lines are like what's on a Bobcat or a Dozer. Major improvement. Trans temp seemed 5 degrees cooler. Well, that's pretty sweet. P.S. Cool. Get 8 quarts of trans fluid and spin on the filter and change it all at the same time. So there's a little. Hey, do that. Went to the local hydraulic shop. He even ended up adding some more protection on those lines, which he probably really didn't need because they're a really, really heavy-duty line. But hey,
extra protection.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. So.
Oh, man, is that even another one?
I think so. Man. Which one is this? This is a different part. This is a tap shifter. Yeah, that's for a tap shifter for Fleece.
Oh, yeah. A tap shifter. If you don't know what tap shifter is, it's good.
This is one of the best upgrades I've done for my Chevrolet diesel. However, I spent an additional 1.5 hours sanding the shift lever mating surface because it did not want to line up with the existing torque screw hole. That's odd. I have not ran into that before with the Fleece stuff, but hey, we can definitely contact them and see if that's something they've ran into before. Maybe it's something specific to that year. I don't know. But yeah, highly recommend this Fleece tap shifter. Make sure it's at the top of your short list. That's what he said.
For all we know, that 03 left its windows down for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And the shifter just got a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah, who knows?
We've heard of really weird things once you start getting to the bottom of stuff. Like, okay, that could definitely be the reason. Like, oh, really? Having a dog live in my truck for 4 years? That was the issue I got here in my vents? I didn't see that one coming.
So, Carly Suspensions next.
Yeah,
Carly. This one, I mean, there's so many good reviews on Carly Suspensions. Hard to pick just a couple. So I grabbed a couple. The first one is a 2.5 kit on a 08 Ford F-350. Installed this kit with the full leaf replacement and steering stabilizer on my 08 F-350, and the difference is incredible. The truck is much smoother and very composed around corners. I now look for things to hit with my truck.
Okay. Yeah, my
I know the kit is expensive, but if you're in the market for shocks, if you're in the market for shocks, they are called king for a reason. Thanks, DPP, for all the suggestions and great advice. Awesome.
I love King Shocks.
I love Carly Kits.
I love Carly Kits. I love Metha Wheels, King Shocks. Yeah. Ever since I put King Shocks on the old school bus, I'm spoiled. Yeah. Anytime I put any aftermarket anything, it's always like, can I fit a King on there?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're awesome. They're also doing Fox shock options on a lot of their kits, which are a fantastic shock as well. I had some 2.5s on my Eco Diesel, which I loved.
Yeah.
Next one's for a set of ball joints, which we all know Carly ball joints were like, they were like gold for a while. Like, super hard to come by.
We'd buy them by the pallet and they'd be gone in a day.
Yeah. So I picked this guy's review just because I liked what his title for it was.
Yeah.
It's like riding the gravy train on biscuit wheels. Wow. Got a ride improvement on some ball joints. And my old ball joints were completely shot, making all kinds of clunking, rattling, and throwing my truck out of alignment. I pressed this kit on in a couple of hours with basic hand tools. Well, I hope you had a little bit more than a basic hand tool. Maybe a press or something like that.
Strong.
Or you're just a beast. You're just pushing in by hand. And I was back on the road the same day. This kit comes with grease, new nuts, new snap rings, making it a complete overhaul. Easily serviceable grease fittings, but don't forget to turn the ball joints correctly. I highly recommend this product. Boom. Yeah. Last one for Carly. Oh, track bar.
Track bar, yeah. Super easy install, only two bolts, a couple of sleeves if needed. Took about 30 minutes of your time. Also easily adjustable. It recenters the entire truck over the axle if you installed a lift without upgrading the track bar. Extremely beef. I'm assuming you meant to say beefy. Extremely beefy and rigid design ensures that it won't bend and tweak. Absolutely yeah. correct. Yeah. If you've done a leveling kit or lifted your truck and you haven't done an adjustable track bar, you are missing out.
Yeah.
And you're possibly driving around with a front axle stuck over.
Yeah.
And you're, no matter how many times you try to align that, and a good alignment shop should catch it.
Yeah.
They should. I will say most don't. They're going to go, ah, it's as close as we can get it. Yeah, it's as close as we can get it. It's not, because your axle is not in line with the... I'm going to get fired up. Yeah. I got to stop shops. Now.
So yeah, again, can't speak highly enough on the Carly suspension stuff. It's fantastic. I mean, even like the, like we were talking about the track bars, even if you have a stock height truck and you want just a quality replacement part,
yeah,
they work great. Next, ATS Diesel. Now this one's kind of a long review. I'll let you kind of paraphrase that one if you want.
All right.
I didn't really read all of it, but this guy, he bought a ton of stuff from us.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I'm pretty sure this is the same guy. I wanted to pick one of his reviews because he actually reviewed one of our products that we use to kind of get guys stuff we don't have on the website. So,
yeah, it's my favorite.
It's my favorite review too.
I mean, basically, just to sum up how this guy types his stuff, he starts up his review with, "What's up, people of the internet?" It's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, if you're like me and you're reading the reviews of some products you're thinking about buying, well, today you're in luck. I recently purchased this part, ATS Diesel Performance GM Governor Pressure Solenoid Block Conversion Kit from an 06 Ram 3500 Mega Cab with a 5.9 Cummins and oh-so-wonderful 48RE. Well, if you're interested in this section looking at this part, then you must have had transmission issues. First thing is, DPP got me hooked up after a phone to confirm that it would work with my application. Shipping was fast and free. Okay, now back up a bit. 2 years ago, I had to replace the factory governor pressure solenoid and upgrade the factory one along with the pressure transducer. Symptoms were shuttle shifting and indecisive first, second gear shifting. The factory upgraded one lasted 2 years, but the problem returned about 3 weeks ago. So time to upgrade the upgrade. We've all been there. Okay, back to present. First thing to review the packaging. Not that it's a big issue, but I have to assume that they test these parts before shipping. Not DPP, but where they come from, ATS, which is ATS. Yes, they do test all their products. The box was the new GM Governor Pressure Solenoid wrapped in a greasy shop towel with someone's handprints all over it. Chances are it was actually being tested like that.
Yeah, for real.
Not that it's a big deal, but part of me questions whether or not the part was used and they pulled it from something else. No deductions because packaging really isn't what I was paying for. Correct. Yep. Well, sort of, but yeah, you get the idea. Onto the part, after the picture description, it's not really a CNC machine part. It's cast with machine ports and passages, no problem, just letting you know. As for bolts, no bolts included, that's correct. Your factory ones will work just fine. So you see, some people say that no bolts included, piece of crap. No, it's meant to work with the factory bolts because the factory bolts work just fine.
Yeah, especially if there's no stress that the factory bolts see. There's no point in replacing them unless they're stripped out or something, which
that's money you're saving.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Fit was perfect. The wiring harness fit perfect. Length and plug type. Don't worry about getting a new gasket because if you're ordering this one, you'll also be ordering the BD transducer upgrade. Correct. We sell those things. We should almost have a drop down menu on each of them to send them together.
Maybe this is why I did this one. Because
So and that one comes with the gasket, so you're good to go there. It says why that one doesn't ship with the gasket is beyond me. Kind of me too, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now time to replace both these parts. Did it work? Of course it worked. No more shift issues for now. LOL. LOL. As for which part was really bad, well, it's hard to say, but both of them fixed my issue. And using teamwork, yes, your results may vary. Now the price seems fair for the quality. No complaints. If you install this, it's a good time for a pan upgrade or at least a drain plug insert. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did that last time, which sped up the install time to less than an hour from start to finish with hand tools. That's awesome. I got off from work and I was able to get it done and still go to work the next day. Let's see here. Install fear factors is a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
if anybody can include something like that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
It says, hopefully this helps someone on the fence about purchasing this. Tell Tyler L. I sent you. See you on the next review.
Yes.
That's Tyler L.
That's me. Maybe that's why I picked that one. Probably was.
Maybe. At least you got one fan out there.
Yeah, I got one fan. BD Power, another huge one. They do fuel system parts, turbo parts, suspension parts, transmissions.
Turbos, yeah.
pumps. They even do some suspension. They do some suspension. Yeah, they do some very quality, very high quality parts, especially their fuel system stuff and turbos. Mm-hmm. Really like those products from them. This first review here is from a 60 horsepower injectors for a Cummins. It says, my truck was running rough because number 5 injector quit working. I opted to change all of them and chose a 60 horse BD injectors. When the mechanic finished, I took the truck out for a test drive. It ran smooth and idled great at 750 RPMs. Later, while stopped at a red light, I saw the lanes merge ahead. We all know what's going on here. I saw the lanes merge ahead. The car next to me took off, so I stomped on it. Wow. My head slammed into the headrest. Hope you're okay. The tires broke loose, and I left that car in a cloud of smoke. These injectors are amazing and were cheaper than the stock replacements. I mean, we hear this all the time with BD injectors. I mean, they just build a really high-quality injector. I've been to their fuel shop. It's actually pretty cool seeing them. You know, they actually kind of got like lab coats on while they're in there.
Real Canadian scientists.
Yeah, real Canadian scientists. So high quality product. And again, can't speak highly of their turbos as well. They're actually, when last time our rep was over here, is telling us about how they balance those turbos, which is kind of different than anybody else. They actually balance them like completely assembled rather than just the...
And he said it's the loudest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, it's like right below his office. He's just like, oh my God. So
when they have their lab coats on, they actually, because from what I hear, Canadians actually, during break time, all they do is smoke cigarettes, take shots of maple syrup.
Shots of maple syrup.
I guess they leave that on the side there. Syrup. And make syrup and make some real injectors.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Next one is
some Canadian's gonna shoot me. Yeah, probably. With what gun?
Yeah. Next is they do one of the best priced remanufactured replacement turbos for a 13 and up Cummins.
Absolutely. $29.95 plus core.
$25.95.
That's right. Oh, that's Screamer. A Screamer.
Yeah, you're thinking Screamer. So this guy picked up one of those. I don't think I've done one warranty claim on those. Those things are fantastic.
And that's why we love selling them.
Yeah.
I much rather prefer and sell products that I don't have to worry about people calling back with warranty issues.
Yeah. And this right here is a guy that is going to test the crap out of this. I'm sure we're going to hear if anything does happen. So he's got a 2013 Ram 1-ton dually hauling RVs from Indiana all over the U.S. and Canada. So his truck's loaded all the time hauling. Turbo went at 380K, so he got his money worth out of that first one. Needed stock reman. Mechanic recommended DPP, as he had used them before with no issues. Most reasonable price on the market. Mechanic said install went great, works perfect. Awesome.
That's why we sell what we sell.
Yes.
Ooh, next thing we got here,
Banks. OBS.
We got Banks, Gale Banks.
Yes, the man, the myth, the legend.
Talking about the OBS intercooler kit. Side note, if you've got a 94 or 97 power stroke, and you tow with it, or you just want to make any sort of power at all, and you don't have an intercooler yet, stop living your life full of lies.
Yeah.
Go get the intercooler. Yes. You'll thank me later.
Yeah.
Your truck will thank you later. Your EGTs will thank you later. And then you can, the world of injectors opens up.
It just...
Instead of being stuck with going with like a measly stage 0.5 or stage 0.1, you can do a 1.5 or a 2 or a hybrid.
Yeah, or whatever. So, yeah,
it's magical.
Key.
And he basically summed it up all right here. It was an instant cool down on my motor, did not need anything extra to install, all parts and pieces there and ready to install.
Yeah.
That's huge. OBS guys are known as being some of the most thrifty, don't want to spend money on the planet people out there, and they'll hobble together any kit they can.
Yeah.
And if you look at the price of a Banks single cooler kit, it's like $1,500.
It's really not that bad.
It's not. But then when you get guys like, I built my own intercooler kit with, you know, a later model one for $600. I was like, okay, yeah, that's less. But how much time did you spend sourcing every single part there? How many times did you run to the auto parts store because you had to find that extra bolt? Yeah. How many times did you have to kind of make it fit? And that's the, how much is your time worth? How much is your frustration worth? And to me, 18-year-old Ben, I would have hobbled it together.
Yeah.
33-year-old Ben, give me the kit that has everything that needs, including the hose clamps, the intake manifold, everything. Because I got a wife and a kid and a full-time job that takes up way too much of my life, and I love it. I got to get that done the first time, the right time, every time. So that's why I always highly, highly recommend people go with that Banks that intercooler kit. In fact, I think I sold two over this weekend talking to old body style guys. Yeah. And that's just because they called in looking for a larger injector, but hadn't done anything else to the truck yet. And so we had a long talk. Both of them were like 30-minute conversations. I was like, all right, let's start from square one. Let's do, you know, what's the goal here? What are we going to do? And I love saving people money because I can tell them, hey, we just talked about all these parts, and guess what? Four of them are on sale right now. You're saving like $500.
Yeah.
And they're just like, let's do it. And it makes me happy. And I can't wait to hear
setting
back
from trucks upright.
I can't wait to hear back from them when they start, you know, one of the guys tows his RV with, you know, is retired.
Yeah.
Tows his RV around his wife. I can't wait for him to hit the next pass. Yeah. Instead of going 30, he's actually going like 60.
Yeah.
And his wife's going to go, ah!
This is freaking out.
That's the future.
Slow down.
Can't wait to hear that.
Another intercooler kit. And this is, I mean, we find this with all Banks products. The first sentence he says is, this product follows a pattern I've had with all my Banks products. And that's some of the, you know, well, there's a lot, I mean, I'm not going to point fingers or name names or anything like that, but Banks stuff is always just insanely good quality.
Mm-hmm.
They spend a ton of time in manufacturing and R&D. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen the diff cover videos when those diff covers end up actually coming out. I mean, there's a lot of time and money that went into making those and making sure that product is going to work exactly how they say. So this product follows the pattern I've had with all Banks products. Fits like it's supposed to, has all the necessary hardware, and performs as advertised. It was a complex installation, but the instructions were accurate and understandable. And that, again, is another key part. Instructions that you can read.
with pictures.
Yeah, with pictures. I mean, I would consider myself pretty, I don't know, pretty versed in installing parts on trucks. But, mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a couple of kits that I've looked at the install instructions, and I'm like, wait. What the hell's going on there?
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what? So, again, they just kill it with the install instructions. They kill it with the kits. Awesome stuff.
Next, we got Diamond Eye. They're talking about their Big Dog Quiet Tone muffler.
Which, if you guys haven't seen this muffler and you're local, come in our showroom.
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah, there's one sitting in the showroom, and the thing is freaking huge.
People walk by, and they're like, oh, what's that? Is that like a prop?
Yeah.
Is that a fake muffler? Like, no, that's a real muffler. It's that big. I promise. So the Banks Big Dog, the Diamond Eye Big Dog Quiet Tone Muffler, whenever people call in and say, I want my truck as quiet as possible, I don't want to sacrifice any performance or flow, that's it.
This thing
is 51 freaking inches long.
Huge.
And I'm not saying 51 because it's actually like 48 and you got to round up.
No.
It's 51 inches on the case.
Yeah.
Just the case. Yeah. That's about 10 inches wide. So it's...
Big.
Screenshot this. It's big. But it doesn't reduce flow at all whatsoever.
Yeah. Go ahead and read it. I love his review. It's good.
He says, I built my own 5-inch turbo back system for my 04.5 Ram 3500 4-door long box, almost 22 feet long, and needed a muffler because the in-cabin noise level was 98 decibels while towing heavy loads over passes. Good science work there. This muffler did the trick by lowering the in-cabin noise by at least 75% without performance loss. 75%.
That's huge.
That's huge. Let's see here. The only thing I would recommend is that you make sure this muffler will fit under your truck before you order it.
Yeah.
It is 51 inches long and 10.5 inches in diameter. It barely fits between my carrier bearing and frame. Make sure you are ready to make custom hangers too.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough. This
yes,
thing is
thank
huge.
You. Yes.
The only time these ever get returned is when people say it's way too big. I had no idea it was that big.
Yeah.
And I think we have it in bold red letters on our website. Please make sure you have room. This thing is huge.
Yeah, measure your truck. Measure your truck.
All right, next. Another Diamond Eye 4-inch exhaust for another early 5.9 Comma Rail. Kit was great to install, went back, went well, and we look forward to installing more of them. You do get what you pay for, and if you want to last longer, go with stainless steel. Sound was good and a bit quiet overall, but now you can hear the turbo. And nice bump over stock. Flow was much better than stock and lag gone.
Yeah.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Especially one in an aluminized Diamond Eye kit, $300-ish.
Yeah.
Best bang for your buck in my book.
Yep.
Plus it sounds good.
It does.
Yeah. Look good, feel good, say good, sound good.
Yeah, your dad sound good big in there. MBRP, we got ourselves a LB7 downpipe. Now, everybody knows these aren't the funnest things to put in, and that's what the review says. It's not the funnest thing to put in. Mm-hmm. had to grind a little off the top corner for it to slide in smooth. Other than that, nice fit. So he's probably talking about that flange.
Yeah.
I know there's. I think that's a PPE one that has like the T that you either cut it off or you leave it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's maybe what he's talking about there. Yeah. But again, nothing too. I think putting it actually in is harder than probably what he ended up having to do there.
Yeah.
Next one I thought was really cool, just because it's a guy from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've had three of he's had three of these for 3 years now, so he's bought a few of these, and this is a DPF back kit. And I didn't write down what truck it was, but whatever. I've had
these pipes for 3 years now, and they're still in good shape. I live in Midwest, and they use salt in the winter, and they have held up fine.
It's good to hear. Because usually that factory stuff will rot and fall off.
Yeah.
I've also got industrial injection on here. Great guys out of Salt Lake City. Actually just talked to Sterling today. What's up, dude?
What's up, Kip, if you're watching?
Yeah, Kip and new employee Skylar Regan. Hopefully he's still there, yeah. Or else I just sounded really weird. He's still there, I guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, we can't forget you, Mr. Alec, my OBS brethren, yeah. 7-3 bro. We call and talk 7-3 stuff. We actually have phone dates. It's weird. I know, 7-3 guys, just leave us alone. We're talking about their 42% over CP3, which is a great option, especially if you're running, say, like a 60 horse to a 150 horse.
Yeah.
Right in there,
yeah.
Ish injector. And you don't want to do dual pumps. Go with a 43% over.
Yeah.
Awesome. Take the one out, put the new one in. Party.
Yep.
Everything about this product is great, and the customer service at Deep Power Products is unparalleled anywhere, and they are an amazing team. Why, thank you, sir or ma'am.
Yes.
I don't know who you are. Next one is a VP44. It's an earlier model truck. Obviously, your 9.5 to 02s, Ram trucks. I've only had the pump in for about a week, but I noticed it's already running harder than it was before. I'm pushing more fuel than the old one was, and I'm happy with my purchase.
That's good. We couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, money well spent.
Yes. Dynamite Diesel, our local boys.
Yep.
Lenny over there, they build fantastic products. Actually, Dustin, one of our sales guys, just picked up a set of 50 horse, 50? 50? Were they 50 or 60s?
I think he did a 50 set of 50 horse injectors for LOI.
Yeah, he actually went over there yesterday and kind of got the rundown on how they're made, which is kind of cool. So.
Jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
This guy's jealous.
Yeah,
Lenny went, literally held his hand.
Yeah.
They had the, what was that movie where they do the clay?
Yeah.
With the ghost?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I picture both of them building injectors. Lenny, you know, Lenny with his big giant
big
arms
shoulders
and all kind of small and worried and scared. His glasses are foggy. And Lenny's like, no, you test the injector here. We pop it at this pressure. Watch me increase real pressure. And it was just magical.
Oh my God. I can only imagine if that's... Yeah, I asked Lenny about the injectors on my 6.2, and he just laughed and walked away.
Oh, he does the same thing with 7.3 injectors.
Yeah.
I mean, he builds really good 7.3 injectors, but at the same time, I hate 7.3 injectors. I would too, building them. Yeah. I still wouldn't do it.
Adjustable fuel plate, 12-valve Cummins. This thing's awesome because this is an adjustable fuel plate. Instead of just buying one cut, this thing will work for... you know, a wide range, right? So very pleased with these, with this product I've purchased. Clear instructions, one of the best websites I've used. Thank you. Great people to talk with, treating me with respect, and my crazy questions. Thanks for all your help. And that whole review was in all caps.
Yeah, which means he was yelling.
he was yelling, so. Then a stock CP4. Which a lot of people may not know, they build stock parts. So,
yeah.
And they build great stock parts. So pump was delivered in less than 48 hours from time of order. This is especially significant since it came to Hawaii.
Wow.
Which I'm pretty impressed with that. That's pretty awesome. It says nothing gets here in 2 days. Part was exactly what was ordered. Great service. So we appreciate our Hawaiian customers and bearing with us on our shipping.
Yeah.
We try to give you the best deal, and actually our second day air and next day air is typically cheaper than ground.
Yeah.
We have a little deal with UPS.
Yeah, same thing for Alaska.
Same thing for Alaska.
It is a little bit more. We try and do the best we can to help you guys out. And by all means, if for some reason you're looking at the website, and I've seen it before too, sometimes it'll count the shipping wrong. It'll be like a steering gear box that says it ships for like $600. I'm like,
call us.
Okay. You know, websites are great, but
there's
sometimes shipping addresses or some, I don't know, I've seen things go haywire before. Call us. Don't freak out. Just call us.
I've seen a lot of time too, because I'm doing a lot more of the kind of the back end stuff now. Weights and package size, I've seen those like completely off, and that'll drastically affect the shipping costs. So if you guys, anybody in Hawaii that runs into that, just call us and we'll check it out. We'll see if we can get you a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pure Performance.
Pure Performance track bars. Pure Performance, Jeremy out of the other, like
Jeremy
New York,
Kirk,
right?
Yeah.
Jeremy Kirk out of New York. Great products. They're all like homegrown too. They make all their own stuff. So they're not shipping stuff over from China, which is... I would say it's almost sometimes good and bad, because it's good because when they're on the shelf, they're ready to go, and they're built in the USA, you know they're going to be right. The only downside is, since they are, I wouldn't say a smaller, just they're not sitting there, they don't have a huge warehouse of guys just churning out parts all the time. They're making them. So sometimes you got to wait a little bit, 7 to 10 business days or something like that. Nothing crazy, but it just, it's the only downside. It's a downside I'm willing to accept, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people actually, I get calls and people remember Rock Crawler more than Pure Performance because they do a lot of the Jeep stuff, or if you're in the Jeep world and you've dealt with Rock Crawler suspension, same guys.
Same guys, yep. So what's in this here? I have 06 Dodge Ram, 2500 Bighorn, 5.9 Cummins. I had a bad death wobble and changed all ball joints, tie rod ends, and have replaced the bushing and the track bar and still was death wobbling. So I ordered this track bar with a Heim joint. It fixed the problem right on. Easy to replace and fit perfectly. The new track bar is built heavier and great design. Love this new track bar.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And this next little part of that, this is slightly a complaint, but there's a reason. There's kind of a reason for it.
There's a reason behind it, yeah.
So just we're still going to obviously read it.
So it says, can't adjust once installed. No flats on main bar to hold while torquing the lock nut. Solid and heavy duty. Definitely an upgrade from OEM. So, yeah, it's true. Can't adjust once installed. Yeah. Just like you can't adjust a fitted hat.
Yeah.
It's built for a certain purpose. It's built stronger for that reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little more work to adjust it, but it's stronger.
Yeah, it's also one of those things, too, with the track bar. You're usually not, like, continually adjusting it. You adjust it once when you put it in, and then you're done.
Yeah, unless you change the springs or something on your truck, you should not have to change that.
Yeah, which, at that point, you're probably taking the track bar out anyways, because you got to drop the axle down far enough to even gain access there. So, it's just a stronger design having that versus an adjuster in the middle.
Right. We got another one that says, this thing is an absolute beast. I immediately feel a difference straight out of the box. I'm guessing it weighs about 25 pounds alone. It's about 3 times bigger than my stock. I bought it for a 2.5-inch leveling kit, and if it's perfect, I think this is for another track bar, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, another track
bar. Only reason I gave it a 4 out of 5 stars is because it was backordered and took over 2 weeks to receive, but I can understand why so many people buy this thing.
Yeah.
Answered his own question. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
And some things are worth the wait.
Yes.
Next thing, die track.
Yes.
Hit me.
So this is some ball joints, which the Dynatrack ball joints are freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I love them. I think they just look cool. I'd rather have them on my desk.
And they're adjustable, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you can get them knurled.
Yes.
Which
if you guys don't know what knurling is, so a lot of if you go to like an auto parts store and get like a Moog or something like that, more than likely.
The problem solvers.
They're going to be knurled, I don't have anything knurled here to show you.
Basically, it's a little crosshatch like you would find on the handle of like a cheap crescent wrench or something like that, or a ratchet or something.
But when they are knurled, typically the diameter of that ball joint is slightly bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've replaced ball joints like 15 times in one truck, things are going to start to get loose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. When you keep pounding something in the same hole.
When you keep pounding those BJs in the hole, it gets hogged out.
So the guys will put a knurled ball joint in. Well, that's all fine and dandy until those knurled ones fail, and then you call up guys like us, whatever, want something more heavy duty.
Mm.
There's a lot of people out there that don't do a knurled ball joint. Well, Dynatrack does. And so they'll do a ball joint that fits that kind of that oblong or that little bit larger hole.
Yeah, it'll be knurled and they're like a couple thou bigger.
Yeah. Yeah,
they press in there, and that should be the only time you have to press them in because they are rebuildable while they're on the truck.
Yes, so you don't have to unpress. Uh-huh. Is it unpress or depress?
Depress.
Would it be depress?
Remove.
Remove. So you don't have to remove.
Diesel parts, all right?
Okay, yeah, we're not scholars, but you leave that in the axle, and you just basically replace the guts. So after years of terrible steering and wandering issues on my 07.5, 07.5, 6.7 mega cab, I decided to change the ball joints. I had replaced them once before at 40K with Napa brand. At 67K, the upper left was shot, and the lower joints were so stiff you could hardly move them. After installing the Dynatrack ball joints, I immediately noticed much more responsive steering and better tracking down the road. They were tight at first, memory steer, you guys in quotations there, dynamic, I'm assuming he called Dynatrack. So Dynatrack said to drive around 1,000 miles, and if it didn't loosen up, call them back. That was 2,000 miles ago, and it drives better than new. I wish I had the money and gone with the Dynatrack ball joints the first time. Highly recommend if you have a Dodge diesel. Mm-hmm. So, what is this a different one? It says, to be... to be boring old ball joints. I didn't read that one, obviously.
I don't know. You're going to skip that one there.
All right. Yeah. So, that's why. Because he's talking about how nice they are. These things are nice enough that you wish they were invisible. This is definitely a fix for ball joint problems on the Dana front end.
They look really nice.
So that's a Ford. I'm assuming I got a Ford. But free spin kits. Dynatrax free spin kits.
Yeah. You got locked in hubs.
Yeah. Any 94 to current RAM has, it doesn't have, the hubs are basically locked in all the time.
Yeah.
So your whole front differential is constantly spinning.
Always spinning.
Always spinning.
The only thing that prevents that from being a four-wheel drive all the time, back of the transfer case.
Yes.
Not a great, I can't say it's not a great design because I've been using it for so long and it's been working.
Yeah.
That's fine, but it's just a different way to go about it than rather like a Ford front end, which will have a manual hub on it.
Usually, too, you will see, like, when I used to work at a dealer, we'd be replacing front axle U-joints all the time because they're just constantly spinning. Yeah. And they're a sealed U-joint, so you can't grease them. And so you would just look under the truck. And usually, if you feel like a popping when you turn, you look under the truck and you'll see a bunch of rust kind of spitting out of all the caps. That's a good indication you got no grease in there, and those things are just basically shot. So the free spin kit stops all that from moving. It unlocks it at the wheels, mm-hmm. so your wheels just spin. Everything else just stays stationary.
Yeah, so that means you're basically disconnecting at the wheels. And if you're a two-wheel drive, the transfer case, and unlocked at the front hubs, your front drive shaft and your gears, they're not spinning.
Yeah.
They're long for the ride.
Yeah.
And that also means when they're unlocked, you put it in four-wheel drive, not spinning the front wheels.
Yeah.
Unlocked, four-wheel drive low.
Yeah.
You got low range in the back.
Yeah, so this is, I'm assuming, a Canadian because he went kilometers. So
kilometers?
Kilometers. I've been running this for about 6,000 KMS, and I am very impressed with it. I haven't done any hard calculations with fuel economy, but using in the vehicle computer, I get approximately 5 to 8% increase, which most of the time, you guys do see some increase with them. That's a lot of rotating mass that is no longer rotating. So significantly reduced front axle U-joint wear, just like I was talking about, wears those things out quick. And best of all, with the front wheels unlocked, I can put the transfer case in four low and park my fifth wheel trailer like a breeze. So just like Ben was talking about. So.
Yeah. Next thing we got, SMB Calder Intakes, one of our favorite Calder intake manufacturers.
Yes.
I'm going to sidebar right here. Oddly enough, I was talking to my mom last night about SMB intakes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even remember how it came out, but I was just like, they make, you know, one intake for that truck for that year. It's very high quality. It's usually always about $300, and you can get it with a dry filter or an oil filter. And it's always perfect. All the parts are there. They're always in stock. There's never issues. That's why I like selling them.
Yes.
And I was starting to get all fired up talking to my mom about SMB intakes.
Just like,
I was like, pump the brakes now. I'm like, sorry, I'm passionate about certain things, Mom.
Yeah. And another cool thing with them is I love how they're, for one, they're a sealed intake.
Mm-hmm.
And for two, they do a clear plexiglass cover, a lid. So, like other, you know, other sealed boxes, you have to take everything apart to look and see if your filter's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you SMB, just pop your hood. Well, maybe get a little dirty after. Yeah, hi, filter, how are you doing? I'll let you do. You want to do the first one on the off of?
Yeah, it says the hardest part about installation was putting the gasket around the plexiglass. That sucks.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. I ran one tank with it and hoped for a little mileage increase, but as of yet, I haven't noticed any improvement. DC Power Products was a pleasure to deal with. I will buy from them again. I'd say that's, you know, not everyone is going to see a huge intake and or a huge increase in mileage with a colder intake.
Yeah.
Can you? Yes. For the most of the time, I'd say yes. Is it something we're going to see all of a sudden five more miles a gallon? No. Is it something that's going to help with throttle response? Yes. Overall reliability of the truck?
Yeah.
Yes. Better performance as far as like seat of the pants?
Yeah.
Yes. In my opinion, yes. You put an intake on your truck, you can actually feel that when you hit the throttle, it starts moving faster.
Yeah.
And above all else, sounds better.
Sound. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what this next kind of guy lays out. Says, I installed my Smarty 0659 before the SMB to really get a feel for the air restriction in the stock filter. It was night and day. And this is obviously after a tuner, so he's got increased feeling, timing, some other things that are adding horsepower. So, you know, it needed the extra air. You increase fuel, you want to increase the air. He's like, and raving the reviews on it. Fully live up to its performance. Turbo sings. Nice now.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, so SME stuff, just
And again, like we're talking about, they're not a huge mileage gainer, but it's one of those things, and this is kind of what I tell everybody, every little bit counts. Efficiency gains mileage. Efficiency equals mileage. So whatever you can do to make that engine run more efficiently, whether it's air in, air out, or air, like intercoolers or tubes or anything, air in the middle, whatever you want to call that, all that stuff's going to help. It may individually seem like nothing and seem very small, but when you start adding all those up, I mean, if you do 5 airflow enhancing items that are relatively cheap that all add, let's say, 0.2 miles per gallon, mm-hmm. I mean, you almost gain a mile per gallon.
Right.
I mean, so it's something that, you know, it all adds up. It all helps. And if the main goal that you're trying to reach is mileage, yes, do it. And do anything else that improves airflow anywhere.
I even have an SMB intake on my stupid Suburban. I hate my Suburban. And I put an SMB intake on it.
And you still put one on.
I couldn't help myself. Mostly because I have a Canyon intake on it. And that's where I found that was one of my issues with getting unmetered air to the intake manifold. Because my Canyon intake sucked. Literally. Actually, it did not suck.
It didn't suck.
It didn't suck in the right places.
Yeah.
And honestly, you'd think like there's only so many different ways you can make an intake.
Yeah.
When I started looking at them differently, I was like, SMB, like, someone put their thinking hat on.
Yeah.
And the guys over at K&M were just, like, hanging out with the Canadians, drinking maple syrup, smoking cigarettes.
Smoking pinners.
Yeah, having a pinner. Talking about their maple syrup trees and what they're going to do at the next hockey game or whatever you guys do up there.
We love you, Canadian guys.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can make
And then
fun
they
of
came
us.
Out with the intake for, you know, early 2000s 5.3 GM. They're like,
Why not?
Yeah, it looks good enough to me. And that's what happened. So that's why we trust the guys at SMB.
Yeah.
That is going to start wrapping up for us guys here. Remember, 21 days of diesel. That starts Monday, December 3rd. All you got to do is make sure you have the list, which you can get if you're signing up for our email. You're going to get that email to you. Whatever manufacturers for that day, if you want to have a chance to win that amount of money off your order of that product, make sure that you find the day for that product.
Yes.
If Redhead is November or December 3rd, buy whatever you want from Redhead on December 3rd, and the following day we will pull the order, and you'll get that certain amount of money off. It's that easy. There's no special code. You don't have to call in. You can if you need to. If you have any questions, please feel free to. You can send an email. And most of these manufacturers do have multiple days. So when you see that list, if you feel like you missed a day, check down. It might be in there again.
Yeah.
So that being said, 5-star reviews, always welcomed. I have more coming out to you guys. You guys in the comments, I'm watching. We're already kind of going over time here. But, I appreciate all you guys commenting right there. Ben McPherson's in there. Kevin Calloway. You're my compound 7.3 guy. If you're not, I think that's you.
Yeah,
these guys are sick of hearing your video because I play it like 45 times a day now.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, I think if that's you, Kevin Calloway made a compound kit for 7.3. Lives down in San Diego. Oh, well, it's not too much information, but it's probably on Facebook anyways. And it is beautiful. It looks like something out of a science fiction magazine. It looks amazing. And that's me. Hell yeah, dude. Yes. I got your email. I read it. I'm still going through emails from Cyber Monday and Black Friday, and that. I'm so stoked for that, man. I'm actually speechless. I got nothing to say, but I was thinking about getting a 6.7. I want a 7.3 now, just so I can do that. Just saying. Anyhow, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you again next week, Thursday, 3:15 Pacific time. Make sure you tune in, leave us a review, do good things, have fun. I'm out of beer, so it's time to end, and I have everyone who knows. Mm-hmm. So goodbye.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. For all of your diesel performance needs, be sure to visit us at dieselpowerproducts.com.